Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so on behalf of Nia B and Shmita Hustler, thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Anthony Smith, and you're listening to Nia Boom.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. Mutt Beats is here, and right now you're in the mix with my girl Nia Boom.
What's up? This is your girl Keisha Cameron Martin, and you are in the mix with New York City's own DJ Nia Boom. Keep it live.
This is Tommy Two-Face, and you are now tuned in to NYC Fleet DJ Zone. DJ Nia Boom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere for real. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your boy DJ Boof. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb. Hey, what's good, y'all? You tuned in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here giving you the goodness. Glad y'all tuned in. We got a great show. Or I got a great show for you tonight. I have a special guest, as always. I always have a special guest. But he's pretty special. You know, see, he's been on the show before. So we're going to get him on the line in just a minute. Before we continue on, make sure y'all catch me out. Dual100AllRadio.com. Tuesdays, 7 o'clock. And, of course, Fleet DJ Radio on Thursdays. I'm giving it to you. And we got the one and only JT Money on the line with us, MIA's own. JT Money, welcome back. How you feeling? Welcome to the Boom Show.
I'm awesome. What's happening, world? DJ Nia Boom.
Okay.
What's happening?
Hey, shit. You know, glad you could come back on and share what you got going on. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been
it's
a
been
minute.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So, you said what?
I was saying about how long. I don't even know. It's been that long.
Shit, it's been like 5 years. Almost five. About four. I say about four.
That's a long time. That's
yeah,
a long
you was
time.
One of my first guests. Yes. So, salute to you. You set me on course for where I am now. So, you know,
awesome.
Much respect for that. Yes, yes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad we could finally do it. We was having some issues there, so I'm glad we could finally make it happen. But you know what I'm saying, for all the people that don't know who you are, you know, if you don't mind reintroducing yourself, JT Money, let them know, man, how you roll.
What's up, world? My name is JT Money, founder member of the Miami-based group Poison Clan. We started out on records. Also, you know, we did songs, Shake With Your Mama, Get You Dance All Night. Those were my records. But then, you know, I did a solo project, JT Money, Pimpin' on Wax, which spawned the 99 Billboard Rap Single of the Year, Who That? You know, Who That? Hit My Eye, Hit 'em Low. You know, and I did a few independent things. I've been in this game my 27 years professionally. That's a long time.
Oof.
But, you know, still making music, still introducing new cats to the game. And, you know, I love my job. You know?
Yeah.
That's
what's up. You know, a lot. You're definitely legendary. I want to start a little bit with, you know, where do I want to start? Let's talk a little bit about how you feel the game has changed from when you started to, you know, where it is now. And what do you think about the new music coming out now or the new artists coming out now?
Okay. Well, the game has definitely changed a lot since when I started. You know, when we started, they didn't believe it was going to last. You know, you used to hear all them quotes about it's going to die out, right? You know. But then, and even back then, it cost so much to even make a record. Like, you had to have $200 just to get a 2-inch tape where you can only put 3 songs on it, and you can only do that in a real studio. So with that being said, technology done came in. It made it where you can just make a record in your closet. And
true.
Yeah, so everybody can do it. So the game is oversaturated. And, you know, yeah. Me, I tell people still to this day, I was lucky enough to make a name before them people bought the game. So they can't fire me. You know, like, they put new cats on, but as soon as they stop messing with me, they help me no more. Like me, I was doing what I was doing before them, with them, and then after them. So, and then, you know, the game has changed. Like, you know, as far as the new cats today, I understand it's just a new time, a new era. But I don't think they put a lot into their records. I think there's no real concept. You know, it's all about turning up right now. Turning up right now for the moment. They're not thinking about tomorrow. Like, I last this long with old records because it was kind of nostalgic to some people. When you hear that Shake With Your Mama Gay, you like, oh, shoot, that used to be my jam. They hear that Who That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we used to get crunk on that. And those records, they keep me booked, you know. They keep me booked. But these cats, you know, today, I'm afraid some of these records will be here today, gone tomorrow. But I guess they don't care about it. They're going to milk it today for what it's worth. You know, hopefully they're smart enough to venture off into some other business. You know, but it is cats out there that still knew that make good, decent music that I can still appreciate. So, you know, I ain't even going to hate on the young players, you know, or more power
right.
to
who's,
them. And besides
who's
that,
on your radar?
Well, now the music I like today, what I be seeing, and it's gonna probably sound funny because it's coming from JT Money, but I like Bruno Mars in the Weekend.
Yo, Bruno is the man. No, Bruno is the shit.
Yeah. Bruno Mars in the Weekend. I like them dudes. Now we want to talk about the rap cats. I like Ross. That's my homeboy from the career. I like Jeezy. He pretty consistent. But when you talk about the new era rap, like that J. Cole dude, he always come clean, you know?
Yeah.
He always come clean. I like his music. So, but, you know, that's where I'm at with it.
All right. So when you, do you have, like, a label right now? I know you're saying you were helping other artists. You know, kind of get into the game or helping them. How are you helping other artists?
Well, what I did, I started a new company. I call it Undeniable Music Group. And, you know, I always had crunks through the records. I did 2 independents through Southern Music, but that's a whole nother venture. But right now I'm doing Undeniable Music Group. And what I did this time, I put on a lot of cats on one compilation. I call it the Florida Classic. Because, you know, everybody is right here in Florida. Only one outside of Florida is Sean Jason Fillmore. But I got cats from Fort Myers, from Palm, to Tampa, to Gainesville, to Jacksonville, you know, Miami.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm putting all these dudes, and all of them got a following in their area. You know, one or two of them may have a record that burst out here and there. You know, Money Mark, he was down with Slip and Slide back in the days. He did all that Take It to the House with Trick Them. That was one of his records. But, you know, I got all these dudes to come together as one I'm just trying to get the dudes off of the me, I. See, you know, most artists,
right.
You know, being an artist a lot of time is selfishness. I guess probably the only reason I'm not selfish because I done did it 27 years. So I've done what I'm going to do and I'm doing what I love to do. So I ain't really, ego ain't my problem today. I understand the business. I understand
right.
what makes it work. So, or to create a doorway to push some new music through besides them same 8 artists that mainstream is forcing us to listen to.
Right.
Yeah,
they got us stuck on the same people. But that's a good thing, too, you know, about the internet that, you know, it allows us to, you know, see everything that's going on, even though it is oversaturated and you got to, like, dig through to find some stuff. But, yeah. So that's what's up. What type of artist are you looking for all of those artists out there that may want to, you know, holler at you and see how you can help them? Are you looking for something in particular or?
Well, I'm really looking for different styles, different sounds, different voices. But also, I choose cats by their work ethic. You know, like cats who are willing to get out there and do what it takes, cats who don't mind investing in themselves. Like all these dudes I'm working with right now, you know, we meet halfway on projects. Like, you know, we all chip in. I'm just playing the face card right now. You know, these dudes, they own bosses, but, you know, they got enough trust and respect for Jay where they're going to rock with me. And I'm rocking with them. You know, I'm going to lead us to water, to victory.
follow me.
I'm going to get us the ring, man. But, you know, every now and then, you're going to have to invest in yourself. You know, this is what needed to take your thing to the next level. You know, that way, when the majors do come calling or something, you got a little leverage, you know. Like, I ain't just signing these dudes to me like I own nobody. We doing partnerships, you know, we moving.
Right.
We making moves because, you know, I still get calls about what I'm doing, what you going to do. You know, I done turned down a couple of offers, but they don't respect my brain. They don't respect what I've done already. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't no new dude. You can't 360 me. I'm like, oh, but that's where the game at today, Jay. Nah, that's where y'all at. Bro. You know.
You say you ain't 360 and me.
Nah, see, when I started out, the record sales ain't had nothing to do with publishing, which ain't had nothing to do with your show money. Now, how all of a sudden y'all get to tie into all of that? You know? Like, what the hell going on? You know, but
yes.
Hey, man.
Because they lose the money in other ways, so I think, you know,
right.
Trying to.
And I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But they can structure the deal a little better unless they're going to offer up way more money, you know? Give up some money then.
Yeah,
you know, and I understand, like, the majors, they even invest before the project come out. But you got to think, in our days, they wasn't out no more than 50 to 100 unless they gave you $100,000 budget and another $300 for marketing promotion. But that's if you came as a production company, you know. But as an artist, most of that stuff is in house. You know, I can't count nobody else's money. But just if you sold 100,000 records back then at $657, you done made $700,000 already. Which they only put up $350 in the beginning. So it's time to start splitting some money, right?
Right.
That
right.
You know, but that's where my problem come in. That I think I know too much. Like, I really believe the music business thrives on ignorance. Like, what you don't know. So, and that's how they can work with somebody that don't know a lot. They can just tell you, come on, man, do this. You know, do this. Here, wear this chain, do this. You know? But
right.
Then,
that's why they get to
see
them when they're young.
Right. Get them when they're young. But if you ain't going to teach them nothing, then all you're doing is exploiting them. You know, I think, like, all the dudes I deal with, I try to teach them. I share whatever I got. You know, they go on to do bigger and better things, but I was still there, you know, because I tell them, today it's me. Tomorrow could be you. But guess what? I'm going to still be there with you. I'm in the background. You know, maybe it's my turn to play role manager, my turn to go get the money, my turn, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. But that's where my mind is at today. I ain't got no ego or pride issue, but, you know, I love to perform. I love to create. You know, I love to rock them God Dogs on shows. That's like where I feel the most comfortable at, on stage.
Right. It probably feels so good, too, to be up there and still, you know, doing what you're doing and people still rocking out to it, you know, no matter what. Because you got classics. Like, they just, no matter what, as soon as they come on.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
Yes, ma'am.
So,
and that feels good.
That's what's up. Else I was going to ask you, but let's talk about, you know, what you got going on. I know you got new music out right now. I got a couple joints.
Yeah.
We're going to share with the people. Well, I'm going to share one with them while I got you on the line. But let's talk about, you know, where are you at? Are you dropping a new album or EP, or you just pushing out singles right now, or what's going on with that?
I'm thinking about trying to play smart and do the single game, like a single at a time, and build back up the following, or whatever. Like, I got a core fan base, you know.
Right.
1 million people know me, but it's about 50, 100,000 that's following me, you know, on different sites. So, you know, I try to feed them first. So I'm going to feed them people first, and then when it blows, you know, we can go there. Because, you know, when I did my first independent album, just say I got 100 grand street money, I put it right into the album like I'm a major. But when I had a hot single, all I had to do was work the single, You know what I'm saying? I spun all of them. I'm just putting it together when I could have did that single and then really got behind it with the videos and the, you know, I did the video to my O2 single 12 years later, 2014. I put that stuff on Worldstar. That shit, that thing went to 4 something million. I ain't had 4 million nothing. But I guess that song was still standing. You know?
Yeah.
I had a single that did in an album that did sell 800,000, you know? But, you know, the single won some accolades and, you know, them two, I call them two like my landmark singles. I got other ones that's regional, hit records that's timeless around here. But
yeah,
that Who That and that Stick With Your Mama Gay, them was like, boom. And people can't even, people don't even tie them in as the same person. Because, you know, I did Straight
That's
when I was
true.
With Poison Clinton.
That's true.
And then I did Wait. Who That solo. Yeah, they don't say that's the same dude. They like, no, that ain't JT. That, like, I, one of my partners, he had a girlfriend, and she was like, well, why he performing that song? And I'm like, damn, for real? She don't, but that just shows what they know. You know?
It's true. It's true. Yeah. So, what as far as your production these days, are you doing anything different? Are you working with different producers? Or
yeah.
Are you working with the same cat? Okay. What's different
yeah,
about...
I always try to use new and different production. You know, I'm always looking for them cats with the beats, the music, you know. And I like to dig through the bomb and see what's good. But, you know, I still go back to Mr. Mix, who did all the original Luke Record 2 Live stuff. Mike Fresh, who did a lot of Poison Clan stuff. You know, I got my regulars, Luke Drummond, you know, DJ Brad. I still got these dudes around, but it's always some new cat up and coming with some new sound. And, you know,
right.
That's where the game is different at, you know. I be telling them, I be like, shoot, the producers get paid first. Y'all get paid for y'all beat, y'all music. We got a Don Keenan shit and make something out of it. We got to make money. We got to create the money now, you know. We like your music, but now we got to create some money out of it. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We got to cash out that stuff and keep it going. But me, as far as musically, I still do the J. I'm still a ratchet, dirty old man. I done tried to spread some knowledge and some game. But these hard heads don't want to hear it. You can't force feed them.
At all.
Yeah, you can't force feed them. Right, when they grow up, they'll grow into it. But right now, I'm still a dirty old man. I'm still ratchet as ever.
Amen, wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I take care of my household and my family, so that's what's
that's
important.
That's all that matters. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. You know, but people need that too, you know. We need that too. We need a little bit of everything. That's just, you know, life. Life's a life.
You know what you said? Need a little bit of everything. That's what I try to do in the album. I try to put all that, you know, you put that player shit, that game shit, you give them a little common sense, you show them a little style, and give them a dance record, you know, make a full album. Today, a lot of albums sound like one long song.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it.
I think that sometimes they use the same producer. Sometimes it'll give you kind of that mono, you know, where you just feel like you're hearing the same song. So that's why I think it's good to sometimes use different, you know, producers. But I'm going to get this joint on real quick for them. But I want to talk about how do you feel about the Miami scene as far as Rick Ross and what he's, you know, I guess kind of done for the Miami scene, I guess, after y'all. How do you feel that? You know, what is it like right now, the scene down there? How do you feel about his contribution to, you know, to your city and to the music there?
Ross, he's a good representative, and he did it real big. He did awesome. But I really think, you know, he should grab some more cats from the crib and put them on. But, you know, you can't tell a man how to run his business. Like, I'm a fan of him. I like his music. He always put out some good music. I respect his music and his business, but I think you should put some more dudes on from the crib and really get behind him. But I guess that's in his own time, you know.
You're right, though.
They came at a time where the game was real lucrative. Like, we fought to make the game what it was, but then all these other cats reaped the benefits of it. But, you know, you can't get mad. You know, a lot of cats my so-called peers, you know, a lot of them be bitter. You know, I'm not bitter. My thing is, shit, I'm going to rock with you. What you doing? What we doing over here? What was, you
right,
know?
Right, right. But then you,
I'm gonna rock with you.
But especially somebody like yourself, like there should be no reason for that, because your status and your position is solid. It's never going nowhere. Nobody could ever take that from you. So it doesn't matter, like, who comes. Does, you know, it's done. It's already there.
Right, so, it's been done. You know, landmark.
They can't do nothing.
But they're trying to train new dudes. They're training these new dudes. Somebody done made it okay to hate and be like, oh, man, you know, man, I don't hate that. They're not respecting. You know, respect is
right.
A part of it. Like, we respected those before us. Like, when we was going out to do shows, we hollered at everybody because we was all in the same field doing the same thing. I knew the West Coast niggas. I knew the East Coast niggas. They knew us down south. And, you know, whenever we came into another city, we kicked it. Today, I be trying to holler at some of these young dudes, and they be like divas, you know. But I think it's whoever behind them keeping them away from people. Like, nah, we can't let them infiltrate or poison. You know, you tell them something smaller than somebody else might. Like, you know, I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying it to that extent.
I see that, though. I do think that it's more, and now that you mention it, you feel like it's just more hate going around. Like, it's more people, and I don't know if it's social media or what it is, but, you know, it's like people think, if I help you, then, you know, I'm going to be out. And it's like, nah, that's not how it works. It's like we help each other, and whoever's going to shine, going to shine. Like, whatever's for you, it's for you. So, go ahead.
No, but that, you're saying it. I'm just so anxious because you're talking the language. You're speaking to my soul, girl. but that's where I said it, though. You know, so you know, and my brothers who be around me, from Dutch Dirty to Don Juan to OG to Desla Piccolo to Case One to Black River to OG Gator Boy, all these dudes, you know, they their own people. But I let them know, you know. Hey, we ain't got no room for egos. And I mean, you can be confident, be the rawest one out the whole clique. But, you know, it's teamwork. You know what I'm saying? We all, when we post something, we all post, you know?
Right.
You know, and just that kind of game, you know? Ain't no diva amongst us. Because just say one of these dudes wreck a shine, and that's the shine. But now you got your squad with you. You know, what else?
Yeah.
It's the team. Everybody got a job to do. Everybody play a part. You know, somebody quarterback, somebody the center, somebody the wide receiver, running back, you know, whatever the team is, whatever sport you like. That's the analogy, you know. And we rocking like a coach, you know.
Yeah, it is unfortunate and sad that, in, you know, especially in our community, that it you know, we've got this whole crab in the barrel thing going on. And
yeah.
You know, we can't seem to just work together to get things done. It's something that irks me, but
they taught us that, Ms. Boone.
Yeah,
they taught us that. Somebody told me, man, fuck them niggas. They ain't doing shit. What they gonna do for you? They can't. You know,
yeah.
That's just like, all right, when I reached out to you, you hit me right back. I'm like, sure, come on up. But if I'd have reached out to somebody else, they might not even respond. Or they'd be like, well, shoot, it costs X amount. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about? It's still Jay.
Like, what the
you
hell?
Know, all I want
to
do is come on your show and bless. Yeah, I'm trying to help you. We help each other. But,
exactly.
You know, everybody got their own mindset, a mind frame, a belief. And, you know, they done divified the game. I done call them man.
He said divified, Jesus.
Yeah,
well, like my mama always said, it don't never hurt to give. It don't hurt to give, you know. You always gonna get it back, you know. So we need to be more givers, damn it. But all right, I'm not gonna keep you on too much longer. I want you to talk about the song real quick, and then I got some fun questions. So let me get to my fun questions first, because when you was here last time, I wasn't doing these. So I'm excited to ask you. This is two questions, and you're just going to finish the sentence. All right? So the first one is, I hate it when
I do a post and somebody get on my post talking that bullshit, one of these new internet thugs. I don't care what it is. Somebody always got something to say. Like, they just, they hecklers. I hate it when hecklers come under my post.
What are you, them damn trolls. What you be doing when when they troll? How do you usually respond? I ain't never seen no troll. What they be doing now?
Well, I do respond like, one day you'll see me with the platinum chin, one day you won't. You think I pull? Right. I'm like, man, I'm a grown ass man. But then when I do certain records, they like, damn, you still ain't evolved yet. They always got something to say. Me, I hit them back, you know. Oh, so you one of them type of dudes. You need to do your homework, find something else to do about. Oh, you want to be, you know what I'm saying? You mad because you ain't, you know. But
yeah,
then I leave
that's
them
all it.
But I make sure I hit them where it hurt, and then I just get out the way, you know, I delete them. But
yeah,
I
how you feel about
that?
Yeah, me too. How you feel about social media as a whole? How do you feel about it? Would you rather not be on it, or do you feel
not
like
really.
It's necessary?
I think it's an awesome tool to reach fans directly and to see what's going on. There's no way to control it, really. I mean, it's what you do with it, I think, you know. I think you take the bitter with the sweet. It's going to be those haters, but then it's going to be those people who don't hate that appreciate good vibes
right.
You put out there, whether it's a good quote or a nice picture. You know, you're going to get the likes and the dislikes. You know, thank God they ain't put the thumbs down on the site.
Lord, Jesus, that's going to come next, Jesus.
Damn. Those emojis, they don't see them.
As long as they show who put the thumbs down, so we know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Who,
yeah.
Don't be like YouTube. Be like, who did that?
mm-hmm.
All right. So the next question is,
I love a woman who loves Jay Baby. I love a woman who loves Jay Baby. Nah, but I like a woman who... I love a woman who got her own take care of self. You know, I got the red. Like, if she got a confidence and a strength, I love a woman with some sense. Like, I ass shots ain't important to me. You know, the brain is where it's at with me. You know, like, if I can't talk to a woman, I'm not even really attracted, you know. And she can look good. You can look good over there. You know what I'm saying? But I can't kick it with
you. Like, yeah, you look good,
Yeah, that's it. You know, I like something, some substance, you know. That's just bonus. But, yeah, I like a woman with her own drive and ambition and confidence. Because, you know, confidence make a woman look good anyway. When
yes,
she
sir.
Knows she's doing, walk in the room like, oh, I'm sticking. I'm like, you damn right, girl. Yes, you
that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. That is definitely the best thing you could ever wear is I be seeing some of these chicks, you know, I know there's one chick kind of off topic, but you know, she kind of heavy set, but she was fly as she wanted to be. And she was like, I don't care. You know, she's like, I'm sexy. And I said, you go,
that's
girl.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right. You know, that made her even more sexy because she was like, you know, whatever. I look good. But,
right.
All right. So, yeah. So, all right, well, I'm going to get this joint. Let me see. I got, real quick. Okay, so I got Get Paid. I got a couple joints, but I'm going to just get this one on. And so I got Get Paid. Tell us about this. And I got some people online. There's actually a lot of people online. Shout out to everybody on the line. If you have a question, I'm about to get to the lines in just a minute, so hold on for me. So tell us about this joint right here real quick.
Yeah, well, I Get Paid. That's like the first single from the Florida Classic compilation. That's featuring myself, OG from Gainesville, and Sean J of the Field Mob. And it was produced by a dude named Marv B. But I don't know, everybody else picked that record, you know, like the team picked it. I actually had that on my last album, PGP, but it didn't get heard, so I put it on the Florida Classic. And then now it's starting to get legs. Now people starting to ask me about the record, you know.
Okay.
So, and I always like the record. You know, I perform it at the shows, you know. It's going to
be
a banger.
Yeah, I like this joint,
whenever
too.
They do get it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to get it on for the people real quick. Let's get to these lines and see if anybody has any questions before we get out of here. Let me see where we at. There's a lot of people online. 6271, you on the air. The Boom Show, you got any questions for JT? JT Money, hello? You're on the air.
What's good? What's good?
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Yo, what's happening?
Wait, hold up. Okay, what? Come back. Hello, you there?
What's good? What's good?
What's good?
What's happening?
Welcome to the Boom Show. How you, you got any questions or comments for JT Money?
Nah, this Dutch Dirty, man. That's my big bro. I rock with my big bro. You know,
okay.
I'm from Miami. Yeah.
All right.
Am I that, representing? Dirty on, yeah, that's Dirty on the album right now. He actually ride with me every day. That's my brother. We just got different daddies. He the white Jay and I'm the black Jay.
I ain't messing with y'all. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. 1216, you're on the air. The Boom Show, you have any questions for JT Money? Comments? No? All right. We'll move on. 3290, you're on the air. The Boom Show. Hello, hello. You have any questions for JT Money? What's good? Who's this?
This the OG Gator, man.
Okay. Hey, Gator, what's good?
What's up, baby? Hey, you taking it low and low with my brother?
Okay. Yeah, you just want to check in?
Yeah, I'm checking in. I'm checking in.
Okay.
I missed
the
last time, brother.
Brother, I was good. That's that single, Miss Boom, Take It Low. OG Gator, he brought that to the front desk. And, he set that off featuring our other brother, DJ Rhymer. You know, I told all the boys I was going to be on your show, so some of them called my DR family. But we all tuned in.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
all right.
You got to hold it down, bro. It's all about that unity.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. All right, well, thank you for calling in.
We appreciate you too, baby.
Kicking online, no doubt. All right, so I don't want to keep you on for too much longer, but let's get this song. I want to get this song on. Is there anything else you want to talk about or anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, well, I want the listeners to know where they can go download the
Please. Give them your social media, too, and all that good stuff.
Yes. Well, you can get the mixtape, the entire mixtape on That Piff, or you can wait till I come to your city, because I'm going to have them. But it's That Piff, the Florida Classic, you know what I'm saying? And it should pop up. The picture is green, you know what I'm saying? It says the Florida Classic, JT Money Presents. And follow me on social media, you know, Instagram, JTMoney211JBaby. JTMoney211JBaby on Instagram, Facebook, Official JT Money, and YouTube, JT Money Videos, all one word, Twitter, JT Money, MIATL, like Miami, Atlanta, MIATL.
And don't be trolling.
That's me working all the things. Yeah, don't be trolling. Well, go ahead and watch and spread it to your fingers. You know, remember they used to say all publicity is good publicity.
That's true.
Yeah, go ahead. Go hate to your friends and let them come see by it. Get my views up and my life.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to give any shout outs or anything before we get out of here?
Well, I definitely want to shout out to you, Ms. Boom. I appreciate you because, you know, without you, I wouldn't be able to reach the people that I'm reaching right now. And, I thank all of the girl squads, you know, for doing it because y'all give us an outlet. But I want to shout out to my team, you know, the loyalty and the dedication because, you know, we out here making it happen. You know, we actually trying to create the next wave from down here. And that's what we all do together. That's what the community is about. So, and I just want to shout out to the fans, you know, any fans that's listening, you know, or future fans maybe come after they get the CD. You know, shout out to y'all and, you know, bless everybody. God bless you.
Okay, and you know I'm always supporting you, so anytime, you know what I'm saying, you want to come back or anybody on the team or anything like that, you know, you just let me know, and I'm definitely going to get you joined on my side and Straight Official and all that good stuff.
I appreciate you. You know we're making a plan to come up to New York, so
well,
I'll
you better call
you.
Me. Yeah, hit me up, let me know, you know what I'm saying, so I could show you some northern hospitality.
Kind of, sorta.
I'll do my best. All right,
yeah,
so I'm gonna get
you know,
this. Go ahead.
Yeah, just lead up to the water. We know how to drink.
Okay, shoot. That's it, then. As long as you know how to drink. Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you so much for kicking it with me tonight and sharing what you got going on. And I'm going to get this joint on for the people to get paid. And I got another one I'm going to play, No More Trouble. You want to say anything about that? Because I'm going to put that on right after Get Paid.
Yeah, No More Trouble. That was my record for, you know, to stop the violence movement, the police killings and everything. You know, see, we even address social issues. But that's featuring my brother Deslau Bigelow, Black the Ripper, and Case One. You know, that's Miami No More Trouble. I did it one time, but I said the boys come back and take the record, and they hit a home run with it. And I love what they did. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. All right. So, you're welcome. All right, man. So, I'm going to get this on for the people. Like I said, thank you so much. And, you know, I'll be in touch. We'll make something happen.
I appreciate you.
All right, no problem, man. You have a good night. And y'all check out this joint right here. JT Money, Get Paid. I'm sorry, I don't remember everybody else that's on this song. I should. But let them know. Why don't you pitch the song? I mean, why don't you go ahead and do it for them?
Yeah, what's up? It's the Boom Radio Show listeners. It's JT Money. It's my new single. It's called I Get Paid. Featuring OG and Sean J. Fieldmar. Let's get them.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you know it's some players.
Okay.
Player haters learn some game. Real players and real people. You gonna love this.
I get paid. They like it.
They like it, huh?
I get it.
Why
they
want it
till
the
city wanna fuck with me?
I say, ladies, keep your panties and throw up your purses. All the purses to the front, bring the money. Let's go. The term bitchizer. Only time I like a bitch is when her thighs up, or when her hands in her bag rolling out cash. If she got talent on the pole or shaking her. See, I'm a boss player, nothing but the best for me. My game on point, I don't need a referee. Integrity is what she see when she look at me. Plus I go hard in the streets, streets straight G. I'm getting money, so these other niggas don't choose. If you got issues with your bitch, that's on you. Get out your feelings, get some business, stay out of mind. I keep my mind on my grind all the time. So I ain't got time to play, I'm busy getting money. Why you think you bad? Who love me and want to fuck me?
Hey,
y'all,
they like it.
I was chillin' out with Penna MIA, me and JT, at the Rolex, VIP with T-double-D, a thick red bone is what I had on side of me, I can take sand to the beat, cause that don't stop a G. I seen a bad, chillin' with a homegirl, I was thinking in my head, I gotta put dick in her. My chick, I'm finna go over here and holler at this other one. She gave me the meter, I knew I had her head. Couldn't decide if I wanted to fuck her a friend. Okay. I stepped to her, told her, put your number in my phone. I ain't got time to conversate, I holler at you later home. I ended up the mama on the first day. Put her in the lock, now every day she wanna conversate. Okay. But the send me money every other day. I gotta pay and I do feel, what can I say? I get paid. Boy, I get respect from the streets to the prison. I'm all about a check, never trick on a bitch.
fuck be tripping, slipping like they wear cleats in the kitchen. See, I'll pay their rent, I don't pay them attention. I tell them you want a trick, better date a magician. Them hoes, see, us and say they're important. You never get a check like a pair of Jordan. But I don't get tired, y'all new, need a spare. Got that marijuana, same color, Wiz Khalifa hat. Been flipping on new, been real, you ain't get enough. Flat screen like the windshield on the city bus. Big boy, boy, I roll up and smoke out. TV's so big, see much when you're high. Sean Tate, I'll be in the neighborhood trapper. Meet the industry in Nebraska.
Check out JT Money and his new music. Like I said, I'm going to have it on my website as well, neaboom.com. And, yeah, man, you heard of DZ Stacks? You ever heard of him?
The name sounds familiar, but what song you got?
It's called New Amsterdam. he wrote it. Or it's off, you know, the Amsterdam, the drink. He had a crazy story about that. He, you know, drank it. He didn't remember nothing the next day. It was like real crazy. So it was so good that he wrote a song about it. He's an artist out of Houston. I really like this dude. He just keep it 100% all the time. So, you know, I definitely support him. So y'all check this joint out, and I will catch you next week. Don't forget, we'll do it all 100radio.com Tuesday, 7 o'clock. And, of course, Fleet DJ Radio, 7 p.m. Thursdays. And y'all check out this joint, and I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Amsterdam, what I drink. Fire sex to that stank. No keys to the car at all. Push button and it crank. Give a damn about what you think. I've been on my shit. A lot of niggas say hate me, cause these bitches all on my dick. Look, Amsterdam, what I drink. Fire sex to that stank. No keys to the car at all. Push button and it crank. Give a damn about what you think. I've been on my shit. A lot of niggas say hate me, cause these bitches all on my dick. I got Amsterdam in my cup, turn up. Amsterdam in my cup, nigga what? Amsterdam in my cup, I'm so on it, I'm just get drunk. I got Amsterdam in my cup, turn up. Amsterdam in my cup, nigga what? Amsterdam in my cup.
Hold up. Friday night and I'm wasted. Uh-huh. Straight Amsterdam, no chaser. My vision blurred, okay. Speech slurred. Okay. In other words, I'm faded. Two turns up in my zone. Your girl keep on calling my phone.
Hello?
If she ain't talking about what I'm thinking, in Kyle Dow tone. Sack full of that loud. So hot that I'm walking on clouds. Come drink with me, blow stank with me. I'm not trying to turn down. Out at R8V10 with a bad bitch, black and Puerto Rican. She my ex girlfriend. Ex-best friend, I'm tryna toss it up with my next girlfriend. Okay. Fresh keep pouring, yeah. Switch keep burning, yeah. Flipping in the foreign back streets, I'm turning.
Uh-huh.
Cup getting low, so I need a refill.
Ice
in my cup and mouth, homie, I'm chill. Northside nigga, Texas for real. I keep it low key, give a fuck how you feel. Northside nigga, Texas for real. I keep it low key, give a fuck how you feel. What?
Amsterdam, what I drink. Fight your sex to that stank. No keys to the car at all. Push button and it crank. Give a damn about what you think. I've been on my shit. A lot of niggas say hate me, cause these bitches all on my dick. I got Amsterdam in my cup, turn up. Amsterdam in my cup, nigga what? Amsterdam in my cup, I'm so on it, I'm just get drunk. I got Amsterdam in my cup, turn up. Amsterdam in my cup, nigga what? Amsterdam in my cup.
Peach Amsterdam.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.